St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 28. The Bible said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What an invitation to every lost man, woman, boy, and girl. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The next verse says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find." Everybody say find. Now the prior verse said that he would give rest. This verse says you'll find rest unto your souls. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Again, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's a gift. "Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find." Find has to do with a word called discovery. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 50 and verse 6, I'll read the first part of this verse, but I don't want to deal with this first part, but it's that last clause that I want to emphasize. In Jeremiah 50 verse 6 says, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray." I wouldn't want to be one of those shepherds. "They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill." Now what that means, if you study your Bible, I don't have time to get into it, but there's actually about several references in Jeremiah where it was on top of mountains that they would offer idols. But then in the last clause of verse 6 says, "They have forgotten their resting place." The Bible said in Isaiah 57 and verse 20, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire in dirt. There is no peace, saith the Lord, with the wicked." There's no peace. The prior first three words of that verse said, "but the wicked." Of course, it's talking about those that are lost, those that are away from God, those whom we call sinners, that don't know Christ as their Savior, don't know God as their Lord, as their Father. And the Bible said the wicked are like the troubled sea, opposite of the verses that I just read to you about rest. "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith the Lord, with the wicked." In Psalms 38 and verse 3, the Bible said, "Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin." Two verses that describe the unrest, the unstableness, the unrest, uncalmness of a sinner life. But Jesus, in these verses, give him an invitation. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, there is the rest of salvation. There is those that have, the song said, "I searched for him, but I knew not what I searched for. I longed for him, but I knew not what I longed for. Until I found Jesus, I knew that I would search no more." He filled that, what? Longing. You see, why does somebody in 20 years of marriage leave their spouse and go searching for somebody else, thinking that it will bring happiness, thinking that it will bring a rest to their soul? The same that those that are hooked on alcohol and perversion and drugs, they're always searching something to calm their nerves, something to ease their mind. Because you see, there is a conscience, every heart of mankind. And if that person is not saved, the Bible said, God himself said, there is no peace. You'll not find it in a pill. You'll not find it in a bottle. You'll not find it in another affair. You'll not find it with another man or another woman. You won't find it in the sports. You won't find it in whatever the case may be. The Bible said in a sinner's life, there is no peace, saith the Lord to the wicked. But here the Bible offers a rest from their labor and their heavy laden. You see, the rest that the Bible talks about here is a rest there once a person becomes saved. I've seen it. I'm sure you have too. I've seen folks struggling with their lives, struggling about committing suicide, struggling about thoughts of depression, struggling about marriage troubles, financial trouble. But I've seen them when they finally surrender and come to Christ and come to that altar of prayer. And all of a sudden they lift up off of there, come off of that altar with a smile on their face, testimony in their heart that something has happened. I don't know what has took place. They can't actually explain it. They may not know all about the Bible, but they know. They come burdened and down and discouraged and busted and disgusted. But once they accepted Jesus Christ, amen, they became a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I remember, it just flashed before my mind when I mentioned that. I remember preaching a revival in Duggar, Indiana, many, many years ago, probably close to 19 years ago. And there's a pastor there who's dead now. His name was Melvin Rose. Brother Rose was a police detective. The local force there in that town of, I can't remember the exact town, but it was near Duggar, Indiana. And he was the police detective, and he was also a holiness pastor and pastored a little church there. And he had had a couple come to his church for many, many years. They came every Sunday morning. The wife claimed to be saved, was saved, he said, was a good holiness lady. Amen. But the husband never had been saved. He come up in age. He was an elder, probably in his late 70s. And he come down to heart trouble and sickness. But he came every Sunday morning. But it seemed like nothing could touch him. I remember Brother Melvin telling me his story, how that he was in ICU and with that man who was about to go into surgery and different things and was trying to witness him to him because they didn't give him a lot of hope of him living. Amen. And he was trying to explain, amen, to this man what it felt like to get saved. Amen. And he asked this man, Brother Rose said, sir, have you remember when you was a child and you helped your dad on the farm and in the yard, you had like a 100-pound bag of seed on the back of you, on your shoulder. And he said, yeah. And he said, you might have carried it across the yard or you might have carried it and put it in a barn. And he sort of shook his head. He said, you remember after you carried that load, amen, for some time, amen, that when you finally went over there and you lifted that shoulder, tilted that shoulder and that sack of feed or sack of seed fell off, and you remember feeling that lightness, and the guy said, yeah. And Brother Rose said, that's how it feels when you get saved. Amen. And so later, Brother Rose left, and he didn't want to pray right then, but later, I can't remember, it was that afternoon or the next day, Brother Rose mentioned that he'd come back into the same man. He's noticed his countenance was changed. There was a smile on his face. Amen. There had been a change in the atmosphere of the room, and Brother Rose come along and amen, come began to talk with him. He looked at Brother Rose. He said, Brother Rose, he said, after you left, he said, I tilted my shoulder. Amen. And I felt that burden of sin roll off of my shoulders. Amen. And it changed that elder man's life right there, seemingly on his deathbed. But God reversed the curse. Amen. And God touched that man and he lived several more years. I've seen that. Oh, yes. I mean, I could tell other stories. I think Brother Houston told me a couple of years ago that in his 20 plus years of evangelizing, he has seen over 2,200 people come to Christ in his revivals. You know, I go any church in a holiness movement hardly across America where somebody has not been touched, amen, and found that rest under Brother Houston's men. Amen. It's a fact. You were lost in sin, weren't you? I was lost in sin. How many remembers that rest? I mean, that you just come to him so burdened, your life so beaten down, your life in a mess. Amen. It looked like a puzzle that you can never put back together. Wondering, well, is anything ever going to work out right in my life? And all of a sudden, just because you knelt down and asked God to forgive you, your life turned a different direction. What was that? That was the rest. That was the rest. That was the peace. That was the quietness that Christ said he would give. But that's not what I want to preach about. I want to preach about that second rest.
You see, that first rest, he said, I'll give you rest. But that second rest, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. You shall find rest unto your souls. This rest comes after salvation. I don't know about you, but there have been times my soul needed rest. There have been times that the troubles of life, that the cares of life had just bothered me so much that I need to get along with God. I remember when I first got saved. I don't think I've maybe never told this here. When I first got saved, there was a mountain. Of course, we live in the mountains. And if you've been to the Great Smoky Mountains, well, that was what I was used to. You know, river, road, creek. I mean, that's all I've lived all of my life. Never until I moved to Alabama, I've always lived beside of a creek within 100 feet of the house. I mean, that's just Kentucky. But I remember there was a place called Tower Mountain. And you could drive up there with a car or a truck, and where they had stripped the coal from off the top and planted it back with grass. And people went up there and rode horses and ATVs and different things of that nature. But in my mind's eye, I thought, man, I want to get this close to God. So even when I was troubled, I remembered specifically. Amen. I hardly ever went up there unless I was troubled, Brother Daniel. Then I'd get in my old Toyota Corolla, and I'd make it to the top of that mountain. And once I got up there, they'd have little knobs sticking up. There'd be one over there and one over there. And I'd look at the one, I'd see the one that was seen to be the highest. And I wanted to go over there. And I'd go over there and I'd walk. You couldn't drive up that, usually it's so rough. And I'd walk up there and be on the highest one. Amen. And I would pray until the Spirit of God would come into my heart. You know, and that is what the resting place, when it talked about over in Jeremiah that my people have forgotten the resting place. You know what the resting place for the people of God is? Number one, it is the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, it is the presence of Jesus. That resting place. And the reason God dealt with me about this in my heart and mind this morning. You know, we were here Wednesday night, and you that were here, amen, God bless Sister Leith, the so great, and she lingered. But you know why she did? Because she needed that resting place. She'd been going through a hard time, and she'd been going through a hard place. And Sister Leith, you had come to a place where you had to get some rest. Amen. The world don't understand that, how you can just kneel at an altar, shed some tears, shake your head a little bit, quiver a little bit, get up and feel like $1 million. They don't understand that. But what that is that saint of God, their resting place is in the presence of Almighty God. And I just wonder, is there somebody walked in here this morning, you feel like you're at wit's end, you feel like you've had it up to here, and you're just about to go under, you feel like you can't take it no more. Can I tell you, I'd like for the Holy Ghost to sweep across this place and let you enter into that rest and leave this sanctuary a little bit more encouraged than what you came. Lift your hands toward heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Oh, there cannot that replace the movement of the Holy Ghost. I still believe in the Holy Ghost. I still believe in the moving of the Spirit. Amen. Sing a fancy song if you want. Preach a nice sermon. But there's nothing can replace the movement of the presence of God. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the presence of Almighty God. Huh? Oh, yes. Moses said, Lord, God told Moses, I got a great task for you, Moses. No, Moses said in Exodus 3, verse 15, Moses said unto God, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. But God said to Moses, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Woo! Hallelujah! Psalmist David knew about it in Psalms 23 when he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Woo! Ain't nothing like it, are they, Brother John, getting out on that boat when ain't nobody around, on that lake and that stillness and that water? Just the calmness. Sometimes you just need to get alone by yourself, and that calmness, that rest. Oh, yes. That's what I would do on that Tower Mountain. I'd go to that highest peak. And probably the first couple of years of my walk with God, I had a little special place. I wouldn't hardly ever go up there, Brother James, unless I got troubled, unless I got into it. You know what I'm saying? Unless I felt like demons was on every side of me. And I didn't know what else to do. I said, I'm going to go to Tower Mountain. I'm going to climb up there. Amen. And I would drive up there. And then I'd walk up that hill. And I'd just walk around there. And that breeze, if you ever been on top of a mountain, I'm sure Brother Russell has. And Brother Jonathan's been there. Amen. That breeze is always blowing on top of the mountain. Amen. That breeze will just blow through your hair and I just pace and walk back and say, God, I'm into it. I need your help. I need that rest. Come on here. That's what he said. You'll find rest. There's nothing like the rest of the Holy Ghost. You know what happened to Sister Letha Wednesday night? She entered into that rest. Amen. Some had to go home, and I understand that some had to do other things. But for Sister Letha, amen, she had to have some rest. There's some times you just feel like every demon of hell is beating on you, beating on your brain. You feel like the devil's got your head in the vise. He's over here laughing at you, clanking the vise tighter and tighter. Amen. But there's one way for the saint of God to get out of that vise. That is the presence of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands and love the Lord here this morning. Yay! I would say unto thee, my child, enter into my rest, for thou hast labored, and I have seen thy labor. Thou hast toiled, and I have seen thy toiling. But I say, weeping may endure for a night, but I give it joy in the morning. Lift up your voice. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your hands, and hang not your head down. For your redemption draweth nigh. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that protecteth thee. I am the God in the wee hours of the morning when it seems like no one else is there. Reach for me, and you shall find rest for your souls, thus saith the Lord. Lift your hands, church. Oh, God. You might have walked in here on a mountaintop this morning. But they some walked in here in a valley. There's some that needs that wind of the Holy Ghost. I'm through preaching. If you want to come right now, you might walk in here so low. Amen. Feel so beat down. But I feel the Holy Ghost wants to give somebody rest here this morning. Oh, it might seem dark where you're at. It might seem like there's not a friend in the world, but that's a lie from the pits of hell. There's a friend, my friend, that's sticking closer than a brother. Amen. Come and find that rest. Come and discover that rest. When he said, take my yoke. Come under submission. Amen. Take my yoke. You might say, Brother Simpson, that almost sounds like a paradox. It almost sounds like Jesus is contradicting himself, that you can labor and be heavy laden, and then he's asking you to take his yoke upon yourself. Amen. But you got to understand what Jesus is saying. He said, for I am meek and I am lowly in heart. Amen. You think of yoke, you think of oxen, you think of getting under a load. And Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Amen. And be under subjection to me, and I'll guide the reins. Amen. For he said, I am meek, I am lowly. I'm not the hard taskmaster like Pharaoh. I'm not the hard taskmaster like the devil. Amen. But I'm meek. I'm lowly in heart. The altar's open. I feel like the Holy Ghost is here. You need help this morning right now. I'm through preaching. Come piano, girls, please. Oh, I just feel like, amen, somebody here. Is I don't normally come to the altar. I'm just asking you, will you want to come discover it? Amen. Would you want to come find that peace, that rest for your souls? Oh, God, let the Holy Ghost help you. God has seen your weeping in the middle of the hours. He's seen your weeping in the night. But joy cometh in the morning. Oh, let the Holy Ghost help us here this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I feel the presence of God here, church. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You may be a visitor this morning. You are more than welcome. We want you to come. Come on. Let the good Holy Ghost help you this morning. Oh, yes, there is the rest of salvation. There is the rest for the saint of God. Yes, yes, I felt that rest when I got saved. Sometimes you might feel beat down. Brother James had no idea what I was going to preach about. He quoted that verse while he was praying. Come on, Sister Annette. I didn't know you were going to be here this morning. I feel like the Holy Ghost wants to give me some rest. Sister Debbie Mills, I didn't know you was going to be here this morning. But I feel like the Holy Ghost wants to give me some rest.
I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's going to come in the morning.
Oh, yes.
just about time.
Hallelujah.
You ain't gonna come in the morning. Devil has a
hallelujah.
Battle.
Come on.
Hold back the dawning.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, let that good
Father,
Holy Ghost.
Hear the voice of
God,
the Lord.
Strengthen your people,
come
Lord.
In the morning.
Strengthen your church.
Strengthen yourself. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
Come on.
The devil has lost his battle.
Come on.
Can't hold back the dawning.
Come on.
Oh, Spirit of God, help us. You fought the fight, stood the night. The darkness seems so long. Held on to the power you knew, and it has made you strong. No stopping down by faith somehow. See the light of dawning. That eastern sky might fight. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Sun's gonna shine, it's just about time. Joy's gonna come in the morning. The devil has lost his battle. Can't hold back the dawning. Weeping thunder for the night, but joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Sun's gonna shine, it's just about time. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Devil has lost his battle. Can't hold back the dawning. Weeping thunder for the night, but joy's gonna come in the morning. Stood the night, the darkness seems so long. You've held on to the power you knew, it has made you strong. No stopping now by faith somehow. See the light of dawning, that eastern sky might fight. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Sun's gonna shine, it's just about time. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Devil has lost his battle. Can't hold back the dawning. Weeping manger for the night, but joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Sun's gonna shine, it's just about time. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Devil has lost his battle. Can't hold back the dawning. Weeping manger for the night, but joy's gonna come in the morning. Hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning. Sun's gonna shine, it's just about time. Joy's gonna come in the morning. The devil has lost his battle. Can't hold back the dawning. We've been thunder for the night, but joy's gonna come in the morning.
Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna claim my victory. Gonna get up, get up, get up. Lean on Jesus all the way. Get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna move out and claim my victory. Gonna get up, get up, get up, and lean on Jesus all the way. I'm gonna get up, oh, get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna move out and claim my victory. Gonna get up, get up, get up, lean on Jesus all the way. I'm gonna get up. Oh, get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna move out and claim my victory. Gonna get up, get up, get up, and lean on Jesus all the way.
This evening the sun would never shine. I'm troubled, sounded all my dreams and broke this heart of mine. I'm tired of that old devil thinking I'm just easy prey.
has no power within me. He cannot shake my faith. I'm going to get up. Oh, get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't going to stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm going to be bad and claim my victory. Going to get up, and lean on Jesus all the way. I'm going to get up. Get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna be bad and claim my victory. Gonna get up, I lean on Jesus all the way. Jesus walked with me no matter what I'm going through. He said he'd never leave me and his promises are true. I won't let my burden steal my joy and bring me down. I'm gonna get up, oh, get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna be bad and claim my victory. Gonna get up, lean on Jesus all the way. I'm gonna get up, oh, get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm going to be bad and claim my victory. Going to get up, lean on Jesus all the way. And the sun would never shine. My troubles clouded all my dreams and broke this heart of mine. I'm tired of that old devil thing and I'm just easy prey. He has no power within me. He cannot shake my faith. I'm going to get up. Oh, get up and walk with Jesus. Ain't gonna stay here in this valley one more day. I've cried enough. I'm gonna be bad and claim my victory. Gonna get up. Lean on Jesus all the way. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. Where he leads, I will follow. And that's sometimes through the fire. Many tears, many burdens, many trials. But sometimes when a soldier must take a victory stand, when we overcome the devil as planned. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. Coming out of this valley right now. I go back to the valley, cause that's sometimes good for me. In a fight, I must struggle on my knees. But a new day is dawning, I can see the morning sun. I stood strong in faith and battled and won. I'm coming out of this valley, I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. Where he leads, I will follow. And that sometimes through the fire. Many tears, many burdens, many trials. But there's times when a soldier must take a victory stand. when we overcome the devil as planned. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I go back to the valley, cause that sometimes good for me. In a fight, I must struggle on my knees. But a new day is dawning, I can see the morning sun. I stood strong in faith and battled and won. I'm coming out of this valley, I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm so tired of this valley. And I know that God will make a way somehow. And it is faith where I'm standing. I can almost see the top. I'm coming out of this valley right now. I'm coming out of this valley, I'm so tired of this valley, and I know that God will make a way somehow, and it is faith where I'm standing, I can almost see the top, I'm coming out of this valley right now, I'm coming out of this valley, I'm so tired of this valley, and I know that God will make a way somehow.